What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by omahasteaks.com/juice. That is the URL you're going to go to get your subscription to omahasteaks.com/juice. Order anything, your first order, 10% off. Free burgers for life with a subscription and that 100% money back guarantee. All right. Yesterday was a little bit of a different type of day. Yesterday probably is one of those poster child days for why you need to be in the Discord channel. Okay. So look, not every Saturday I'm going to be in there as much as I was yesterday, but I laid out some pretty, I look to earn. Okay. The podcast, because we bet overnight, yes, we keep track of my record, and it's only fair to come in and say, Matt, you gave out three bets yesterday, that those three bets lost. That's true. However, I was on the Discord channel giving you multiple ways of making money off the bet that we had. Now, it didn't earn us money, but it didn't lose as much money as the 0-3 did. For instance, I told you after the Guardians won easily over the A's that you had plus 165 on the Cardinals. So the parlay was plus 150, but the Cardinals were plus 165 by themselves. So you could bet one unit at plus 150 and one unit at plus 165, and you're guaranteed to make money. That's what I did. Okay. Told you guys, hey, I recommend go ahead and make this play. I'm in the Discord channel to join it. It's bettingpros.com/chat. I know you guys are busy and you got a lot of things going on, but sports gambling, a lot of it is trying to take advantage of where the market goes and where the prices are. Okay. So when you have a chance to fire on something, because like what happened, the Dodgers were winning, They gave up five runs in the seventh. They tied it at five in the in the ninth inning. They went to extra innings. One run scored by the Cardinals. Bases loaded with Shohei Ohtani at the plate for the Dodgers. And he popped out. Lost the game 6-5. It didn't matter to me. I bet one unit on either side. It was a wash. I didn't lose any money. That was just, I mean, I won money technically. I won 0.65 units on it. I won 1.65 and I lost one unit. So I made 0.65 units. Okay. So I won in that situation. The official play lost. At halftime of the Clemson game against Alabama, it was 151.5 was the in-game total. We had bet under 164.5. On the Discord channel, I said it'd be a good idea to go ahead and bet the over and let's try to middle it. We have a pretty good size middle, 151.5 to 164.5. Normally, I'm after a 10-point middle. We got even more than that. All right. So we jumped. I jumped on that. Game went over. So I lost 0.1 in that situation. Okay. So this is what you have to do if you have the time to do it. And frankly, if you're betting with real money, you guys should really be paying attention to this. Okay. Betting it and forgetting it. Those days are gone. All right. There's too many chances and it's too volatile and the numbers are too sharp, frankly, not to be involved in some form or fashion. In particular, if you see a game start really slow and you're on the under and you see it 10 points. Okay. The same thing can be said if you are on the over and the game starts extremely fast. There was an Alabama game in this tournament with a live total of 199.5. I think it fell like 175. So you would have cashed the under easily. So same situation there. Okay. With that. So I'm just trying to play it out to understand, to kind of take us to today. Okay. Because man alive, today is going to be interesting. We have futures live in either game, both games in the Elite Eight. Tennessee is a 14-1 future for them to win it all. They got to win it all. So it's a little bit of a danger zone to hedge too aggressively here in this game. So it's minus 162 at FanDuel. That's the best number money line to take Purdue. You can do that if you want. Okay. But Tennessee is live to win this game. I want to watch a little bit. I want to see if the Volunteers can get a lead. I want to see if Tennessee can lead by, I don't know, 4 or 5 points. And if that happens, we'll simply just bet one unit at plus money. Okay. So if it's plus 125, plus 150, something along those lines here for Purdue, just bet the one unit and kick our heels up and go, okay. All right. We may lose if the Vols win. I got you. Okay. It's another loss. You're like, Matt, we lost it. That stinks. But Tennessee is still the Final Four. And we'll see who they wind up playing. But Tennessee most likely would play Duke. And Tennessee can beat Duke. Okay. So a part of this is letting it ride. I know a lot of you guys are saying, forget about hedging. Don't hedge. It's dumb to hedge. I'll give you that. Okay. You know, we haven't made money on these futures. This was a fun experiment, but sometimes the experiment fails. And up to this point, the experiment has failed. Okay. But if Tennessee gets the lead or looks really good out of the gate and Purdue can't hit a bucket and they look really lost, we may just let it ride and just say, you know what? Let's talk to Tennessee in the Final Four and we'll play it out that way. Okay. So no play on Tennessee going into the game. In game, I will at everybody. I will let everyone know, but in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, find the Daily Juice channel during this game. All right. In particular, this game up to halftime. Okay. I'll tell you what I am doing. I will be there. I'll explain it. If you have a future, you can ask questions. We'll figure it out together. Okay. We have the 14-1 on Tennessee. We might do nothing. All right. And if we lose, we lose. But if it looks like Purdue is taking the lead, or if we get big plus money on Purdue, I'm going to take Purdue. Okay. More than likely I'm taking Purdue. I think Purdue wins. All right. But it would be awesome to see Tennessee advance. It would be awesome to see if we can get plus money on Purdue and come in with a full unit play on Tennessee and get plus money on that. Okay. So we're going to wait and see. Equally, NC State has a plus 6.7 point margin in the first half of these tournament games. Okay. They play really well in the first half. I don't know what to do. We have a 14-1 half a unit play. So we had 7 units to play and Duke is minus 300, but NC State is live. NC State beat Duke in the ACC tournament. And while I think Duke can win and cover, I think the first half will be tight. In both games, the margin was 5 for NC State and 5 for Duke. When Duke won in Cameron and blew the doors off them in the second half, NC State was only down by 5. When NC State won the game in the ACC tournament, NC State was up by 5 at halftime. NC State is a halftime team. I wouldn't mind an NC State first half bet, okay? But let's say NC State is leading Duke at halftime. That's where we might get a minus 125, a minus 140, somewhere in that range. If we get that number, 150 or better is my target, okay? If we get 150 or better on on Duke money line, I think we have to jump in and with something. Even money would be even better, obviously, but we have 14 units. We've got to bet 4 or 5 units coming back on the other side in order to win 7 units. It's 14-1. So it's to win 7 units. We got to guarantee ourselves at least 2 or 3 units if we can. Okay. So if that's possible, we'll jump in. So like best case scenario is the NC State wins wire to wire and we do nothing. They kill Duke and they win and we collect 7 units on the bet and then it makes up for everything. All right. We win 7 units on NC State winning this bracket and beating Duke today. If that does happen, we've made up and we've made money. All right. So I'm just trying to find a way. We're pulling for Tennessee and pulling for Duke today, pulling for NC State today. Okay. I'm a hedger. I like to hedge. I like to guarantee profit. I thought about parlaying Purdue and Duke together. That's a plus 113 parlay. If you want to do that, I thought about teasing Duke and teasing, Purdue down, Duke down, doing a 2-leg teaser. It's minus 115 or so on that and minus 110 going on the book. But like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to get cute here because we can get answers to the test. They can show it to us early. We can see how these games are going to go. So I'm not betting Tennessee before the game, but we want to bet Purdue. I'm not betting NC State before the game, but we want to bet Duke. I will be in the Discord channel both games. bettingpros.com/chat. I will be eagerly watching the market. I will be eagerly watching. When are we going to fire? How are we going to fire? Okay. So that's what I'm doing today. For baseball, Sunday betting on baseball, I do not do it. All right. I'm just telling you right now, betting Sunday baseball is awful. It is wonky. It is wild. It's crazy. It is early in the year, so maybe the guys aren't too tired, but it's Easter Sunday. I don't know what to do with baseball. I think it's dangerous. If I was going to bet baseball today, I would bet the Dodgers on the run line. I would bet the Diamondbacks on the run line. They both lost their game outright yesterday. Rockies scored 9 runs yesterday. They're not doing that again today. So if I was going to bet it, I would run line it Diamondbacks and I would run line it Dodgers. I also would bet money line or run line for the Guardians. The Guardians are 3-0 against the A's and 3-0 on the run line. There were like 2 people there yesterday. It's Easter Sunday. How many people are going to be going to the Oakland A's game against the Cleveland Guardians on Easter Sunday? I mean, there's going to be nobody there. I mean, it's just going to be an absolute, it's a 1 o'clock deal. I mean, my gosh. Oh, wow. How about that? Just breaking news as we're recording this. Oakland to present the A's with an ownership, with a lease extension. Okay, they're coming here to Vegas, but the city of Oakland will present the A's with an offer to extend the lease by 5 years and with an opt-out after 3 years. Oh, wow. As well as a requirement, the team pays a $97 million extension fee. City wants to get rich. Okay, how about that? They're going to meet on Tuesday to try to formalize it, but they are moving to Vegas, but they're going to stay there for 5 more years, max 3 years, you know, potentially there. So, but anyways, back to the game itself. No one's going on Easter Sunday, I don't believe, in Oakland. Okay. I don't see it. It's Carlos Carrasco against Paul Blackburn. Paul Blackburn was pretty good last year at times for the A's, 4-7 with a 4.43 ERA. But at home last year, he wasn't awful. He against Seattle, his last start last year against Seattle, gave up 2 earned runs against the Angels, gave up 1 earned run, 2 earned runs against the Royals, no earned runs against the Giants, 1 earned run against the Astros at home, 5 earned runs. You got to go back to the middle of July. So that was what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. His last 6 home starts for Paul Blackburn, he didn't give up more than 2 runs. Okay. He's not bad. Paul Blackburn's not a bad pitcher for the A's, but Guardians have been raking. It's, you know, but again, it's Sunday baseball. I mean, who the heck knows what happens on Sunday baseball? It is wonky. So no bets on baseball, but if I was going to bet it, definitely run line Diamondbacks, run line Dodgers, if I was going to bet baseball. 2 NBA plays for you guys, official plays. Okay. 2 official plays. Let's talk about San Antonio hosting the Warriors. All right, so have you guys seen what's going on with the NBA playoffs? It's crazy. The standings are incredible. The Golden State Warriors are currently occupying the 10th spot. They are 1 game up on the Houston Rockets. The Rockets could be in the play-in and the Warriors could miss the playoffs completely outright. The Warriors are 39-34 on the year. And the Warriors are 21-15 on the road. They've actually been a better road team than a home team. 18-19 at home. They're playing the Spurs, who have been eliminated a long time ago. They only have 10 wins on the year, but they've won 3 games in a row. San Antonio is playing hard. They just beat the Knicks with an incredible, incredible performance by Victor Wembanyama. He was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I think as the NBA takes a look at what's going to happen here going forward, the Spurs have a unicorn and the Spurs are going to be a very difficult team to face. Now, this number is 8.5. The Warriors on the road this year are 25-11 ATS. That's outstanding. But San Antonio at home is 19-18 ATS. They may stink straight up, but against the number at home, they haven't been bad. 24-21 against the Western Conference for the Spurs this year. Winning record ATS against the West. last three games, dogs, 12-point dog to Phoenix, won the game outright. 4-point dog game to Utah, won the game outright. 8-point dog at home to New York, won the game outright. 8.5-point dog here to the Warriors. I think the Spurs have a shot to win this game. I would sprinkle money line on this, but I'll take the 8.5 points. San Antonio Spurs plus 8.5 for 1.1 units. I just think that this is a team that is playing hard at the end. They're trying to end on a high note here. And look, the Warriors, they've won three games in a row, but this is what, their fifth game on the road. I mean, five games in a row, they've won three of the four, but this is a long road trip and you got to go into a place where they're out of it, but they're playing for the future and they're playing against a unicorn in Victor Wembanyama, who I think could have big. I like Wembanyama points props. I like a lot of props on Victor. If you're looking for props here for this game, but plus 8.5 San Antonio, 1.1 units. And one other bet to give you guys here today, Cavaliers on the road at the Denver Nuggets, 213.5 is the total. Now, Denver at home, 21-16 to the under. Cleveland on the road, 23-14 to the under. Now you're like, my goodness gracious, Matt, really? Well, here's the thing. Donovan Mitchell's back, which is great. Jamal Murray is questionable, but he probably will not play. We want him to play. We want Jamal Murray to play. Nikola Jokic is dealing with a wrist injury. It's being managed. He probably will be able to play coming up here for today. It's early start time, by the way, in this game. 213.5 is really low for Denver at home. 209.5 against the Timberwolves in the last game went under by 0.5 point. This is 213 from a total perspective now. So, right? Hold on, make sure. 213. So there's 213.5 on the board, but you can find a 213. So let's play 213. This is a team in the Warriors. When you get through to a number that's this low, now take the last two games out for a second. The game against Phoenix was 229. It went under by 28 points. But if you go back to Memphis, the first game of this homestand, 214 went over by 17 points. New York, 208.5 went over by 4.5 points. Toronto, 232 went over by 12 points. Utah, 227 went over by 36 points. Boston, 221 went over by 3 points. 213 is a low number. This is low for a home game. Last four games for Cleveland, and now with Donovan Mitchell back, have all gone over. Five of the last six have gone over. Philly at home, 212.5, over by 18.5. Charlotte on the road, 207, went over by 22 points. Charlotte at home, 206, went over by a point. Miami, 203, went over by two. We're playing the over, 213 for Golden, for the Denver Nuggets hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers here for 1.1 units. All right. Two bets in the NBA, San Antonio plus 8.5 over 213 for Cleveland and Denver. We are going to watch both basketball games in the Elite Eight very closely. I will have bets for us, official bets for us coming up in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. It's free. Get in there, be a part of it. If you have both or either future, be a part of it. I will tell you what I am doing. You can do whatever you want, but we've got hedge opportunities. We want the Volunteers to win outright and NC State to win outright. And if we could do beat wire to wire in impressive fashion and have us not be able to hedge, that's the dream. Okay. That's the dream. Let's keep that Tennessee future alive to the Final Four. And let's see what ends up happening going forward. All right. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me across all socials @SportsTalkMatt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.